Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. Most of us who call the Four Corners area home have a deep relationship with the land and the landscapes here. Our sense of place is shaped by the mountains, valleys, mesas, canyons, forests, and rivers around us. And at some level, we connect to these landscapes in very profound ways. But we shouldn't take our wide open spaces for granted or the ways that they shape us and make us who we are. Joining me in the studio this morning is Amber Clark. She is the Conservation Director at the Montezuma Land Conservancy. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So you grew up around here. Tell me a little bit about your story growing up in Southwest Colorado in the Four Corners.
Yeah, sure. I was born in Cortez and grew up on a farm down in McCamo Canyon. My dad farmed there my whole life. And it was a wonderful experience. I got to go to Battle Rock School in my younger years and had a really wonderful experience just being out on the land a lot, whether that was hiking in the canyons down there or out in the fields irrigating with my dad.
How do you think that those experiences changed you or shaped, made you who you are?
You know, there's one memory I have in particular that I think has a lot to do with it. And I was probably 5 or 6, and I didn't always like irrigating. You know, I was a little kid, and sometimes I'd have to go out, and, you know, it wasn't always fun. But on this one occasion, it was kind of, you know, dusk and that beautiful golden light. And we walked down to McCamo Creek, kind of dropped back behind the fields, and there was a beaver building a dam. And I'm sitting there with my dad, and he was just talking about our connection to landscape and you know, our place with the landscape. And I don't remember the words. It's more of this feeling with this memory. But that memory and other experiences like that really gave me that sense of how important it is to be stewards of the land and how important our connection and relationship to the land is and how important it is for us to have those wide open spaces, whether we live on them and work on them or not.
It seems like there's something particularly special about the Four Corners area. Maybe it's because we have these vistas and these landscapes that are just so amazing. Do you think that's part of it? Do you think growing up where you can look out over a landscape and you can see certain landmarks and you can get, like your relationship, your sense of place is affected by knowing where you are, by seeing your personal relationship and your location with various places around you?
I think that's very true. I moved away and went to college. I actually went to high school elsewhere in college and ended up coming back. And, you know, those different places that I lived never quite felt like home. And being here, I definitely have a very strong sense of that. And I think that it's fair to say that many people that live here do, whether they were born and raised here and are from a farm and ranching family or have moved here to be a teacher or be an archaeologist or, you know, whatever it may be. There's something about the landscape that really grabs all of us and holds us.
Yeah. So why did you decide to come back after you left? What were your reasons?
You know, I was looking for a change in my life, and I was working on conservation issues related to public land and was able to move back over here through my work, and it just felt like a really good fit. And it was in 2007 and haven't looked back. I love it here.
Awesome. If you're just tuning in this morning, I'm talking with Amber Clark. She's the Conservation Director at the Montezuma Land Conservancy. I'm Tom Yoder. We're talking about our relationship with place and space and how it shapes us and makes us who we are. I want to talk a little bit about, you've been working with the Montezuma Land Conservancy for a relatively short time, although you've worked in land-based issues for quite a while now. Tell me a little bit about how your work at Montezuma Land Conservancy is changing your perspective even more around place and open spaces.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I moved back here, I immediately became familiar with MLC and was really excited about it and actually remember remarking to a friend, that's going to be the next place I work. And, you know, a few years later, it's kind of great that that's worked out. But even within that context of having that respect for the organization and the work that we've done, partnering with local families, actually being out on the land has really deepened my appreciation and my passion for this work. A big part of my job is going out on the easements every year and conducting our annual site visits and meeting with landowners and actually doing that and walking these properties that maybe I've seen from a distance and they've been a part of my environment forever, but actually being on them and really realizing I've looked at this my whole life, this is going to be here like this forever, has had a really huge impact on me and really, really driving home how important it is for all of us, not just folks that have these properties that might want to do an easement, but every one of us that live in Dolores or Cortez or Mancos or anywhere, you know, in the county. It's a real benefit. It's a real public benefit. And I think I wish more people really understood that.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit. I mean, what kind of benefit are we talking about when you say it benefits even those who aren't putting tracts of land into conservation easements to protect them for a lot of different reasons, but also maybe to, you know, to honor what their family's wishes are and those kinds of things? What about those of us who don't own large tracts of land? We're not looking at conservation easements necessarily. How do those kind of things benefit us?
Well, I can give a couple examples of places that people are very well familiar with. So the Mancos Valley, we have over 5,000 acres protected with conservation easements. So that's 5,000 acres that won't be subdivided and won't be developed. So if you think about if you live there, when you drive through there, the character of that place and how much that will hold that character into the future and allow for farming and ranching to continue on many of those places. The Dolores River, there's between 2,000 and 3,000 acres in the Dolores River that are protected. So think about how many times you've driven up that corridor or if you go boating or, you know, all of those things. Like, you are benefiting from the foresight that those landowners had every time you're out in those landscapes. McElmo Canyon is another good example where they're between 2,000 and 3,000 acres protected. And so it's really, I think, just the character of this place that we all love so much. And conservation easements are one way to make sure that that character can continue into the future. And I think that's of importance to all of us, whether or not we get to be on those landscapes. But, you know, we can see them, we experience them. They're part of our world. And I think it really makes this place what it is. So yeah. We can see that continue.
It's really subtle, though, right? I mean, when you drive around, so you're driving down the Dolores River corridor or you're driving into the Mancos Valley or out, these kinds of things don't jump out at you, but yet there's still this sort of, it sort of seeps into you over time, yeah. I think. You sort of get used to certain landscapes and seeing certain things. And unfortunately, it's only when some big development pops up,
right,
and you're
exactly.
like, whoa, that's not what I want, right?
That's when it jumps out, and that's when we realize there's a loss. So, yeah. You know, and conservation easements aren't for every place, and development will continue, but I think it's a tool to help hold some of that character and hold some of the tradition of, you know, agriculture in our community, which is very important.
Absolutely. You're tuned into KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest is Amber Clark. She is the Conservation Director at the Montezuma Land Conservancy. We're talking about place and spaces and how they shape us and make us who we are and why it's important to preserve them. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guest is Amber Clark. She is the Conservation Director at the Montezuma Land Conservancy, and we're digging into open space, what it means to us, and how it shapes us and makes us who we are this morning. Amber, I want to talk a little bit about the equation around this conservation and how public lands plays into this, because a lot of us can look around and go, wait a second, look at all the public land around us. Why do we need to be so concerned about private lands that may or may not be developed?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think we can think about it from a couple of different perspectives. You know, one that comes to mind immediately is wildlife and the importance of, you know, wildlife habitat. And there is a lot of that on public lands, but there are also some really critical places. You know, one example that we've seen that is the Gunnison sage grouse conversation that's been going on that really affects the area up around Dove Creek. And, you know, that's a case where the habitat happens to be out in these sagebrush flats, and that's all, you know, working ranches and private land. And that's one area that conservation easements have really been a win-win for conservation and private landowners, where we can work to do local protections for a bird like that, and then they don't get listed as endangered. And so, you know, that's one example where public lands can't solve all the problems with wildlife. And I think, you know, they're also just, they're really different. It's a different kind of conservation, I think. And public land conservation allows uses that are currently being taking place to continue there, like farm and ranch kind of activities. And that's really important also. And that's not something that the public land can give our communities. So private land conservation allows those things to continue out into the future, which again kind of comes back to that character and so forth.
Tell me a little bit about working with landowners. Is it the kind of thing where you wait for a landowner to come to you and say, you know what, I think I really want to try to preserve this area of land? Or does MLC go out and try to identify places that are very, very important, perhaps for conservation, and they go to landowners? You go to landowners and you say, hey, would you consider conserving this part of your property?
Typically what happens is that landowners come talk to us, and they've heard about it from their neighbors, or, you know, read about something in the paper, and they get interested and want to learn more and see if it's a good fit for them and their families and their futures. So, you know, typically it's that word of mouth thing. And MLC has, you know, really moved forward protecting new properties every year. And so there's a real strong interest out there. And, you know, we're definitely not out trying to convince landowners. It's a totally voluntary thing. And when folks feel like it's appropriate for them, we love to help them make that happen.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about some other programs that Montezuma Land Conservancy has going on. Not necessarily around conservation easements and land, but just working with the public and bringing awareness to some of these issues.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. We are definitely starting to do more of that, kind of outreach and education, and really trying to let more people know about the value of easements, and even try to get people out on the land to some extent. So one great example of that was a ranch ride that happened a couple months ago, where some high school kids from Mancos got out and rode horses through a couple of easements and learned about the history. And, you know, it was part of their class. That was really cool. And then another really exciting initiative that we are part of is called the Inspire Initiative, which was we were able to apply for a grant with a number of partners of other kind of outdoor leaning organizations and human service organizations. We got money to do a planning process to develop spaces and curriculum to get kids outside in a number of different ways. So maybe that's rafting, maybe that's farming and gardening, maybe that's horseback riding. We're just at the beginning of it, but we're really excited to be working with all these organizations to do some really good things for our kids. And I think that, you know, teaching people from a young age is really how you can make an impact, and where people's values really come from. And so I think, you know, it's a benefit to the kids to get them outdoors and exercise and all these different things. And it's also a benefit to our whole landscape to get kids invested in caring about these places and feeling the importance of their connection with them. So we're real excited to be kind of shifting into this world where, you know, we want to interact more with the public and really teach and learn from them.
So are those programs being, is that with school districts? Is that how that works?
We are planning to work with the school districts. So the goal would be that there's actually curriculum sort of built in. So it's a benefit to the schools where they can use these outings and blend it in with, you know, whether it's history or art or whatever it is to kind of enrich their programs. But so it's also not adding a burden on them. It's you know, complementing the work that they're already doing with kids.
Well, and what a wonderful asset. I mean, you look around here and the landscapes around here, the history, the prehistory, you know, biology, yeah. I mean, you name it. Why not get out there teach through all of that? Well, Amber, if people want to know more information about the Montezuma Land Conservancy or programs, where do they go? How do they find out more?
We are located on West Montezuma Avenue at our address is 216, and we've been there since the organization started. You can give us a call at 565-1664 and definitely visit us at montezumaland.org. But we're always happy to, when people come by and visit, we love to chat. So awesome. Our doors are open.
Great. Well, Amber, thank you so much for being here this morning. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you.
That's Amber Clark. She's the conservation director at the Montezuma Land Conservancy. We've been talking about land conservation and open spaces and the ways that they shape us and make us who we are this morning. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.